Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Wednesday. It's Indeed. Mike here talking some independent wrestling as always. Got my wonderful co-host Righteous Reg. How are you doing today? You're muted.
Hi, am I here? Oh, I'm here. Here now. In the building, it's your boy, favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, media man, Righteous Reg, on a regular day. Very excited about it.
Yeah, very regular day. Nothing happened today. BW 500 didn't just drop like 3 hours ago. You know.
Peace.
But we're not alone. We got a wonderful guest here with us today. Someone that we wanted to get here on Indeed for a while. Not only to talk about herself, but to talk about a specific wrestling promotion. And I'm going to give a bit of a long-winded intro today because a while ago I made a tweet about what I like particularly. So I'll start off. Brandon Kirk tweeted, "What do you look for in an independent wrestling promotion?" And I quoted it and tweeted that I look for somewhere where wrestlers aren't put into a box. You know, anyone wrestles anyone. Doesn't matter what you are. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter what you look like. I wanted a promotion where everything's just a little like left of center. It's not the same copy paste thing, you know, that you see industry wide. I wanted something where, you know, there's diversity across the card. And you know, we Hood Slam checks off all those boxes. It's a massive party. Everyone has a place. It doesn't matter if your head's a cereal box or you're a baby pretending to be an adult wrestling referee. And our guest today is the creator of Hood Slam. From Oakland, Iran, she's the high priestess of the Church of Wrestling, the master mold, the mother brain. She is Dark Sheik. Welcome to Indeed.
Oh, well done. Thank you. Although today, you know, we're just talking today. I'm not getting paid to hit anybody, so I can just be Sam for the moment.
Oh, cool.
Dark Sheik, great. But, you know, whatever comes out.
Fantastic.
But thank you. What an intro. Wow. You nailed it, too, by the way. Mother Brain, Master Mold, like, you hit all the notes. I've been trying to throw Iron Slut in there, too. But, you know, that's a new addition.
I was like, I was going to get it in there, but I was like, YouTube might yell at me for that one in the first 20 minutes. That's like might be like a post 20 minute moniker. It doesn't matter though. We already said it now, so
it's out there.
It's all good.
Give me these warnings. You know, I'd like showed up on time, not had to like scramble for Wi-Fi and do things in front of my closet. I swear I had a light, I had a setup, but you know, we're here. This is great. I'm happy to talk. I love the topic of Hood Slam. You know, let's go. Let's do this.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. So first of all, Hood Slam, 13 years old now. It's a literal teenager.
Crazy.
Has it started to disobey you and talk back to you yet?
Constantly, from the beginning, from the first day. It's had its own opinions, its own attitude. You know, I'm just helping it grow. I am definitely like a parent of it more than I am like some mastermind in this case. I'm just trying to like guide it where it stays out of trouble, and that's the best I can do. It's going to make its own choices.
You know, Sam, with living in Oakland and being immersed in Hood Slam pretty often, the schedule that y'all run is so crazy because like on top of you being a wrestler that's traveling around the world, just came from Germany and all these places doing all these things. How do you still keep this? Seems like every 2 weeks, Hood Slam is having a show. How do you keep these two schedules together?
Oh God, I don't know. Not having much to myself, being something to everyone else. It's great though. You know, it's because it sounds tough when you forget that like this is your dream and what you want to do and that you get great fulfillment from it. Like if you just look at like days on paper, sure. But when you sit back and you think this is something I've always wanted to do and be, it's actually kind of inspiring and it keeps you going. So I didn't really want to run a show, but that's alive in its own right. You know, if I don't show up, it's still going to happen. It doesn't necessarily need me at this point, but I'm very invested in like seeing the stories change, the new characters, the direction for the old characters. And, you know, it feels fresh every time.
Absolutely. And we are live. Yes, Van Twin Blade in the chat. Yes, we are. So thank you for checking in.
Yeah, precariously live.
Yeah, in all sorts of places. Well, actually, you two are like way geographically closer than I am. I'm so far away, but you know, through the magic of the internet, I've managed. I'm all the way near Toronto, Canada, and I'm excited because I get to watch Hood Slam on Friday still, and it doesn't matter if I'm necessarily in Oakland. It's fantastic.
No, I really appreciate those that stay up till midnight and watch our show till 3 a.m. You don't have to because it is available, you know, just like from then on forever. But for those that do it, make sure to be a part of it. Like, thank you.
Oh, no.
And thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, Friday.
I'm a sicko. I will. This weekend I did it. I went to a show on Eastern time on a Saturday and I got home in time to watch like the end of, or like the last half of West Coast Pro on their live stream because time zones, and I already had adrenaline going. So
it's awesome.
It's amazing. I love
it. We get so many opportunities these days. Yeah.
But so we are here to talk about Hood Slam though. And, you know, I mean, we've had some other guests on the show before who have also started a wrestling promotion, and their advice always is don't. But you all did, start one. So you know what's it, yeah. I guess you know what was the what was the catalyst or reason for Hood Slam existing in the first place? And because it has evolved obviously over the years, but.
It was the universe telling me, like, here's these parts. Someone said I have a ring, someone said I have a building. And they were both just like, you ever want to do a show independently of each other? They didn't know each other, but the universe provided. And the other was, I believed a lot in the talent, the local talent. I didn't think they were being used well. I don't think the places that were using them well. And they just needed to get seen in a new way. And this is a very different world. You couldn't go on YouTube or like promote your stuff. Like you could go on YouTube, but just the idea of like the show is live streaming tonight and you can watch it right now, still a little bit away for a lot of independent companies. So it had a lot to do just with the live show. And I don't know, I just saw a different way of wrestling to be. And I knew that it could be that very easily, just given the opportunity and with the right people. Like I said, it was all there in front of me. The universe said, here you go, please do this. I said, I'd really rather not. Seems like a headache, but okay. And here we are 13 years later. It's kind of like being chic. I was not supposed to be chic forever either, but it turned out all right, you know, in both instances. You just... You know, the universe provides again, and you take what you can from what you're given. And sometimes it's the right step, even if it doesn't feel like it right away.
Yeah. So
really deep there for a second. Introspective.
Oh no, all good, all good. We love it, especially here on Indeed. As Mike described, he stays up late to catch Hood Slam. He catches it on Fight Plus. Describe kind of the relationship you developed with Fight Plus, because like I said, Hood Slam already had a built-in fan base. People in Oakland are going to go regardless if they're streaming online or not. How did you decide to make that jump to have Fight TV to get a little broader for Hood Slam?
I just decided to sell out finally a little, because they had asked me for years and I was like, no, I like it being free. Free is good. You know, when I was a kid, I couldn't afford any of the pay-per-views. So free is great, you know. But the pandemic hit, and I was like, you know, I actually would like some of that money. That'd be really nice. They definitely didn't need us anymore. Like, Fight TV had, like, gone from this new thing to, like, this the new thing. But they're gracious enough to be like, yeah, well, we'll let you back in. Eventually, and now it's it seems pretty steady and like a good, healthy, we listen to each other relationship. You know, I'm learning about them, they're learning about us, and we're communicating. It's good. I think it's good. I think we're both happy.
It's like you and Vipers.
It's a different show, though. Yeah, exactly. It's not that bad. Me and Vipers are a little bit messy. but Vipers and I have more fun too. So there's a balance to everything.
There you go. The move to Fight Plus on the subscription side too, instead of like the single pay-per-views, like now having access to that whole back catalog, like the back catalog going all the way back to March 4th, which is another thing that, you know, it reels me in with Hood Slam is the titling of the shows. Cause March 4th, the play on words with March 4th. That was great. You mentioned the, a lot of the characters and the creativity of Hood Slam. And, again, with the whole being on your own path with Hood Slam, you know, completely doing your own thing, your own way with it. You know, contrary to most promotions, there's like a lot of story and continuity and like, you know, character development that goes on in Hood Slam. Yeah. And I guess it's, you know, it's probably changed over 13 years now, but where does all that idea, you know, where does all that creativity and idea and direction come from? Is it like a collaborative effort on the part of everybody? Is it just a couple people, one person?
It's mostly me. There's definitely people that have ideas to make things better and are better ideas than what I had originally. But yeah, I'm like, hey, these people come together and, you know, I'll pitch the structure of something, and then if they're on board, I'll tell them more about it, and, you know, then they can flesh it out themselves. But also, when I say it's me, I'm like, oh, I read this comic book, or I see this show, or I'm walking in the park, and I see this thing just happen in real life. Like, you know, I'm taking from everything constantly, as I can prove by my taxes, because I write everything off as research. I'm constantly stealing from wherever I can. And X-Men comics and a big thing lately, and Stardom and like early Toriumon, because I'm really into team dynamics. I've always like wanted that, like Michinoku Pro style for Hood Slam, where everyone's kind of like in a faction and we're always doing this team warfare. And that's the direction we're in right now. It's like definitely there was like a chapter we turned, and it was based on like not WCW NWO, but more like Crazy Max, Kai and I, just factions. And a lot of when you're writing 12 characters like every fucking show, it helps to read a team comic book like X-Men and be like, oh, this is how they write 12 characters every show. Like, I can take some notes from here, and this way it keeps everyone fresh and keeps everyone involved and interested too, because when the performers have like a little bit of an idea of what they're doing over a few months, and it's not like, oh, you're going to say these words and you're going to do this move, it's just kind of like a feel of what's going to happen, they can get into it more, they can invest in it more, as opposed to like, you know, the other also exciting ways of I saw on Twitter I'm in this match, like it's the first time ever, like they're all first time evers. It's great, I love that. But you know, giving a story and giving some time to something is great too.
One thing I love about Hood Slams and kind of talking about these characters and these developments is that you could straight up die in Hood Slam. And that's not in in other pro wrestling companies, that's not really a thing.
Yes.
What went into the first time you thought of doing that, and kind of the evolution of someone being I've seen someone get shot in the head at HitSlam. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yes. I saw Brutal Rob unload a clip into an angel. That was intense. And then she got up. I mean, people died on the first show. I always wanted it to be consequences and I'm like, I've been smoking a lot today. I'm having a coughing fit. Hold on. Yeah, I don't want people to see. Okay.
Don't watch this part.
There's nowhere to go. You know, it's here. It's real. It's part of it. You know, I'm not lying. Yeah, the first show people died. And some of them came back as a zombie. I just think it's good for the story. It's how, like, consequences are, it's the most ultimate consequence. Mm-hmm. Is like, this character is now gone, and they're not just gone. Like, we talk about it. We feel the absence. Like, and they're not just throwaway characters. They're people that have been with us for a long time. So we did it the first couple years, and then we had a trial of Juice Lee where he was kicked out of Hood Slam for killing the zombie, to be fair, but we decided no more murders. And that lasted for a lot of years, but we're in a new era now. And it's people die again. The law, it's the Wild West, and the law is not held up. And it's probably going to keep happening. Like, it wasn't just for when the Angels came and did basically a mutant massacre. It's just the way things go. Is that an answer? Is that good? I don't
know. Yes. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, good. Glad. Okay.
Got a little super chat from the homie here, Van Twinblade. Sam, come to Glory Pro and beat up Shazza. She dumb.
Please. She dumb.
She dumb. Jeez. Look, I didn't say it. Van Twinblade said it. I just read it.
Mm-hmm.
I've Shazza's been on the show. We like her here.
We love Shazza.
Personally, no hard feelings there. Yeah, you know.
Incorrigible and incorrigible, Shazza. There's, I'd love to do that. Or I team up with Shazza. Like, whatever. We could just hang out. I'd still wrestle someone else. Whatever comes up. That sounds great. We get along, you know. We both like to say, is it long enough? Can I use swear words now? We both like to say a word that it's on a t-shirt I sell. I'll just say that. We're both very proficient users of this C word.
YouTube actually hates that word. Yes.
Yeah. No matter what time it is, YouTube.
No matter what time of the video, YouTube. Yeah, it's like the one word that YouTube is just like not that one.
But why though?
I don't know.
Because
there's like whole actual parts of the world where that's just like an endearing term, and it's commonplace in just everyday speech, but like.
Sam's making it endearing here too, so it's like, what do you
I
mean?
Know? I've had my eyes on that shirt for a while, but I'm like, I
can't wear it.
As soon as I step out of my bedroom, my daughter's just like, my shirt, Dad.
I mean, sounds like they've been raised right and they have good taste, but
yeah,
it's
also
yeah,
it's not for everyone. That's fine. Neither am I. No. I understand, but I will sell 1 million of these shirts. It's not for me, but for the world. I'm doing it for everyone. That's the goal. I think we're at like 200 or 300 right now. We're going to keep soaring higher and higher. Yes.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I'd love to. Glory Pro, sure. Call me. Don't call me. Send me a DM. I hate when people call me.
No phone calls.
My phone doesn't do that.
That's what I try to tell people. Same thing for me. Like, stop calling here. It doesn't work like that.
My phone, that's not what I use it for. It doesn't have that feature. It does not open voice DMs if you send me those. Sorry. My phone just doesn't do that. I don't know.
Voice DM sounds funny.
Yeah, phone call.
Don't do that.
Phone calls for non-emergency purposes are insane. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, that's inexcusable.
Can I call you? No, I don't want to. No. You could just send me the message right now. The same thing that you're talking to me on.
Right. Thank you, Val. Thank you, Val Capone. Shout out, Val.
It's just for that. It's just for. It's not for talking or being talked to. I don't want to be talked to in my house. Don't. Well, not
as we talk to you.
You know, there's lovely people here. That's not all the way true.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Sometimes I do.
You can talk to me in my house, at my house, but not over a device in my house.
Mm-hmm. Except for when you're on Indeed. Don't forget.
Yeah. No, Indeed's okay. But this is different. Totally different.
This is a special occasion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Aurora Obscura's on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on now.
Aurora Obscura. I don't think I ever heard it out loud before. Yes. It's a show I've hosted and I titled on Friday on Fight Plus. Where I'll wrestle Sawyer Wreck. And probably not gonna wear any new gear for that one. Someone asked me. I was like, no, I don't. I think it'll be old gear because
it's a Sawyer Wreck match.
I just imagine it's gonna be damaged.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It's not going to be the same after this match. I'm sure of it.
Is this for the best athlete?
So, come to that. It is, yes. The award that was created for me, literally, by a magazine. I'm sorry, a newspaper in the Bay Area. And I decided to make it a championship, and then we never won anything from them again. I don't know if that's related. They're like, you're not giving me shit else. So that's how you're going to do it.
Excuse me. Guys are shadow banned.
Like, you can't have anything anymore. Yeah. I don't know. I just was like, we won a lot that year. I was like, we didn't win anything again.
Yeah. Got your golden fanny pack and got the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I mean, there's two now. Fun fact, like, everyone who wins the championship puts something in that fanny pack. And, like, I don't know what all is in there, but...
Oh,
Yeah, there's two of them now. They're getting pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, with Allie, Milo, JTG, Shug, who else is... I mean, Brittany, myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure when this tradition started. I might have not have had it. I don't think I ever actually held the fan. Like, I had the plaque, you know? But, yeah, there's a history within the fanny packs that only the champions know about. I wonder what Sawyer will put there before, you know, I beat her Friday.
That's got to be like a whole special thing one day to just go through everything that people have put in those.
I can't wait to see again Friday after I beat Sawyer Wreck at Hood Slam. Of course I'm going to win. So, you know, I can let you know after that, but I don't know right now.
Yeah,
I know Milo put some jewelry in there or something.
Nice.
Sawyer Wreck's going to be tough, Sheik. I don't know why you're just like, you're going to walk over Sawyer?
I might climb, but I don't know if I'll walk.
She beat a literal giant, like Rob Hands. I don't, you know. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen her do like 99,000 light tube death match. Seen her just get in a fight with like a hardware store by herself. Just decided to go off. I don't know. She's crazy. I get that. But also, she's wrestled in Japan and like all kinds of amazing places that are experiences I'm not familiar with myself. But yes, I'm very confident. I've been wrestling so much longer and I'm just like, you know, over it. She's tall. That's cool. Like, I don't even think she's strong. I think she's just tall. So it's not like a big deal.
Everyone watch for the choke slam, Sam.
Fine. I do. I backflipped out of it. I know all the counters. She's not going to. Okay. Ch- it must It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
You know, one.
I don't need to go to the gym. It's gonna be fine.
One of the best aspects of the live Hood Slam show, I would say, is the live commentary provided over.
Yeah.
I've one time guested on a Hood Slam show for live commentary. Thank you again. That was very fun. What made you go with that aspect? Because feels like I've seen a lot of companies adopt that kind of style of live show. What made you go with that aspect?
The first time I went to a show that wasn't like I went to a Nitro. I went to the Nitro where Goldberg beat Hogan actually in Georgia. That was the first show I went to, and I was like, "Oh, we can't hear Tony Schiavone and Bobby Heenan. That's so weird." I'm so used to hearing them when I watch wrestling. That's it. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I just think it's weird when people go the first time and they're like, you don't get to hear the commentary. Like every time I've watched on TV, they got me here. I heard the commentary. Why? Also, I wanted Hood Slam to be like funnier. I thought the commentary could help with that. And when we're having, you know, when it first started, it's like a zombie's there, and then Ryu runs out from the back and it beats up a Viano. And it's like, it would help to have someone out there explaining this to people, especially if they're not wrestling fans. They just know the spectacle of wrestling. They don't actually know what's happening. Like it was very, it was considerate for them. Yeah.
That actually makes sense and with how the fans, because most of the Hood Slam shows that I go to, a lot of people are like, this is my first ever wrestling show, or I don't like any wrestling. I don't go to any wrestling, but I go to Hood Slam show. So, I mean, explaining it to them, I guess, is a great idea in hindsight.
Yeah, it's it helps everybody. Not all commentators are great, but we've had great commentators. You know, we've been lucky. We're blessed to have people that can pull it off. So. Sometimes I'm like, oh, can you not do your stand-up while I'm wrestling, please? when I'm at other places. I'm like, these jokes aren't landing.
Right now?
I don't know what they're about. Like, my friend just almost died, and you're talking about, like, a burrito. Like, let's focus here. Let's bring it back to us and not about you. But Hood Slam, for the most part, I'd say Brosive got, like, you know, if he wasn't good, I wouldn't book him. It's not because I think the show needs a bro, but a bro happens to be good at it, so you know, I'm screwed. We're stuck with him for now. You know, somebody like queer and beautiful, come take his job, please. Not that he isn't either of those things, but that's the criteria I'm looking for. Please,
right up anybody, to AJ.
Like femme, even slightly leaning. I love it. Replace AJ. I'm sorry, replace Brosive. Excuse me. You can't. I tried. I promise you. I've tried for years.
Oh, hey, Speedball Mike.
You just can't. He's too good.
Something.
What'd he say? What's Speedball up to?
He said the best commentary.
The best.
Yeah.
I think, it's, you know, Hood Slam.
Especially when Wiggles is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Why does everyone pick on Wiggles? I don't get it. Like, let's just focus on the wrestling. You know, this is about the sport. It's not this poor child. I'm sorry, this adult. He's got a wife. He's a grown man. Like, let's.
Yeah.
He's not just trying to do his job, and he's just getting yelled at by everybody. It's crazy.
It's definitely a grown adult referee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a battle zone, like Hood Slam. This is not your regular referee gig. You gotta, like, we don't give out gloves. You just gotta come up. Sometimes it's really cold. I've seen Nuck out there in a hoodie and mittens and a beanie and a scarf. Like,
yeah,
it's hard out here. So let's
some give of those Oakland nights are not really, giving really cold. A lot of
support. Yeah, we're not doing November outdoors this year. I don't know. Sorry. Last year I named the show Inferno just to make people think of fire and warmth.
Didn't work.
It worked for me. I felt warm. I felt the flames. But yeah, that's why I did that. That's why that show was called that.
Like, what? How cold is like November nights in Oakland?
I mean, it's like California cold. Like, you live in Canada, not anything you are, you know, you're used to.
I'm just wondering, though, you know,
it's like your spring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you would have on like the
flowers
short,
are blooming. There's dew.
It's like, I don't, okay. Short. Maybe it's, I'm guessing it's probably like more closer to like what our nighttime is right now.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, maybe I'll close the window tonight.
Yeah. Nothing to go right home.
There was one March show, maybe that March 4th show. It snowed while Trish and Zoe were wrestling. So,
shit,
that was real. That one was bizarre. I don't know how that happened. This world is changing quickly. You know, PSA, like, save the whales and the wrestlers. Yeah.
Power of that match.
Something's happening. Say something. I don't know what it is, but get on that.
They made snow in California.
So I don't have to wrestle in the snow.
That's
snowed
crazy.
In Vegas. Shit's going down. Like, let's not act like that's normal. Like, it's not supposed to. I didn't move to the desert to feel cold every, you know, half the year. But here we are. Anyway, so wrestling. Yeah, it's lame.
Yeah.
GCW, I don't know. What are you
anyway,
about?
Yeah,
enjoy.
No, actually, so you know, with GCW, you have been I did want to ask about this because you did do some European dates with them. You know, so how's been the international experience for you, and you know, how the trip in Germany and everything go?
What kind of foods did you eat?
Went to England, had all the kebab and all of the curry and just all the not British food I could have. I had all the imported food. It was great. I did have some fish and chips a couple of times, but mostly just because Rena wanted to go. And there were some other good meals, actually. I shouldn't be like completely like the Nando's was pretty good. I don't know. Someone told me they had that on the East Coast, but it was new to me. And then in Germany, like, we were mostly by this mall, like, on the outskirts of, like, other civilization. Like, there's, like, some auto shops around. So there's only one day I really got to go and get food, like, in Dusseldorf. And it was really good. It was amazing. I don't know what I got. Some German meal. I could point it out to you, but it was just, like, meat and potatoes and shit. It was not, I don't know what they did, but it was delicious. It was great. A lot of beer. Like Liverpool, we were there for about a week, and that place is crazy. It's basically a college town, and everyone's out drinking and getting drunk and just like bouncing off each other to like 90s American pop music. Like, it's super bizarre to be in a club in Liverpool, and it's like, by the way, the drinking age is younger there, so it's bizarre because some of the people in the club have like teenage acne and like, you know, there's braces. Nothing against it. Like, it's just like, I'm just like, this looks younger crowd, you know? Like,
it's 18 in England. It's insane.
Crazy.
Which is fine, because, like, you know, it's not like we're bumping into each other, but it's weird because they're all, like, going off to... This one thing stood out to me. Maybe I'm crazy, but, like, this whole club's going off to, like, Little John and Usher and Ludacris. Yeah. From, like, what, 2000? I don't know. None. And I'm like, how did this get here? Like, today? Like, and, like... Like, it's still
what?
It's a banger. Iconic. It's a bopper. It never stops.
I feel like my wife found that song.
You know, like,
I feel like my wife found that song on like a mix CD she found from back in the day.
Yeah, they just have like a 2005 mix CD like in rotation over there.
Yeah, it's like now that's what I call music, like four. Like, not like 212 or whatever they're on now. It was on the box. Like, somebody will get that. It was on the box.
The box.
You can call in and request it. Yeah. TRL 17. No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. So it was really neat to see that people are still enjoying the things that I enjoyed, you know, 100 years ago.
Right.
That's nice.
They're enjoying wrestling.
It was a lovely
too,
trip.
Though.
I got to like hang out with. I got to wrestle. I got to like be on the news apparently for wrestling because it was the first match between two trans women in the UK, which it's great. Like, I didn't know. That's tight. Yeah. It was on CNN apparently on their website, not like on, you know, not like on their channel, but it was on their website as like big things this week. It was on some other British press, like very highly esteemed and respectable, you know, like a Tribune or something. I don't remember. It was a big deal for me. It meant a lot. And that was cool. And I got to team with Thrussey. Anytime I get to work with Thrussey and hang out with SGC and Jimmy Lloyd's there and Janella and, you know, Blake Christian was around, but like, it was fine. It was good. It was a good trip. I liked it. Jordan Oliver was like, oh, I'm going to the gym. I'm like, yeah, okay. Have fun.
We're on vacation.
So you run into these people. They're great to be around. They're being around, and they're fun. Rena, I got to hang out with Rena a lot. She taught me like some words in Japanese that, you know, if I could remember them, like YouTube would be upset at you for me saying them. And also some nice words. We had a great time. Rena and I went to a museum for like 6 hours, like just walked around. Didn't know we were doing that when I said, sure, I'll go for a walk, but it's good stuff. I just agree. And you're like, yeah, I'll go for a walk. And I'm like, wow, we've been at this museum for a while now.
Loved it. You brought up your teammates in Thrussey and reminded me of a match that went down recently in Los Angeles. And there's a segment we used to do on the show back before we started doing interviews every week. And we'd just, you know, talk about wrestling shows that we watched and matches that we liked. And it was our holy shit gift of the week. Mm. And you had a pretty fun moment from this show. So I'm going to, I've decided to hand out a gift of the week for the first time in like 9 months almost. So here we go.
Let's see it.
Hang on. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do it right. I'm fucking stupid. Hang on. Let's try this again.
I get to play with my
phone now. Uh-oh.
Oh, snap.
Where were you when Dark Sheet killed a 16-year-old?
I thought he was 18. I was like, this guy's on GCW. He's got to be 18.
This is the mass transit incident all over again. Ring the bell. He's only 17.
Poor Bodhi Young Prodigy. He got heel kicked into another dimension.
I mean, let's not act like I'm the only one that did it that match, but mine was just the pinkest and maybe the fastest. He got caught. I don't know why. You know, I think I could tell you a little bit of why. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Hey, sure.
He's great. You know, nothing against him. He's a great young man. But, you know, GCW just went on this whole tour of Japan. And I wasn't on it. So I just thought, whoever they put me in the ring with, I'm going to kick them in the face. So
there we go. It's a victimless circumstance.
There we go.
Yeah. Just like, all right, I wasn't there. Just so you remember, like, maybe that's why I wasn't there. I don't know. Mm. But I had fun. It was a good match. Great young up and comer.
Either have to kick more people in the face or less people in the face. We'll have to find out one way.
I've been doing more for a while, but maybe we'll keep that speed.
Van Twinblade also has come back with a super chat, a suggestion on dealing with Shaza. Just pink belly her until she quits.
Mm. Pink belly.
What?
That sounds...
I don't know what that is.
To me? Or to Shaza?
No. I think you to Shaza.
Okay. I was going to say, like, I have abs. That's not going to work on me. You could swing a baseball bat. It's not really going to affect anything. Shaza, I mean, I could just out wrestle her, but we'll try your way. That's cool. I don't know. Yeah. Thank you for the tip. I feel like this is more about what you want to see than it is about how I can get over. But it doesn't mean that the two can't both happen. It doesn't mean that it's mutually exclusive or whatever. It might be a good tip anyway, and I'll keep it for consideration. Thank you.
Why is everyone picking
on Shaza, by the way? What did she do? And why am I the one that's supposed to like be the form of justice for it?
Save us, Sheik. Save us.
Yeah. I don't know.
From Jasmine?
Not everyone who's on Fightful wants to wrestle Shaza, okay? Like that's just Sean's thing. That's just Sean's thing. We're pro Australia over here.
Sure. I didn't know that was about that, but yeah, this isn't about me fighting the people's war against Australia. Yeah, and I'm glad we could get that cleared up.
I don't know, it was a turf war. I thought people just didn't like Shaza for some reason.
I have no idea.
I mean, there's a lot of layers. People are complex. This isn't about Shaza, though. So, there's no booking lined up. We're giving her so much free time. Is she going to talk about me like this? Like, no, she's going to talk about her OnlyFans and like Sean Sapp and shit. So, like, let's.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's bring it back.
I did want to go back to talking about Aurora Obscura on Friday, because the last Hood Slam show we had you guys had the Lost Treasures just completely take over the show. They kind of fucked everything up for the whole the Hood Slam universe. So is this going to be Anton Voorhees, he's not with the Caution anymore. He had to go join the Boom Gang. What can we expect on Friday with Aurora Obscura? Like, the universe is all kind of out of whack now at Hood Slam.
Yeah, a lot of things are off. I mean, stuff happens fast here. Consequences, like I said, occasionally I too am the victim of them, and I no longer am in a group with Anton, which, like, the further away from it I get, like, the more I realize, like, oh man, like, we had all these poses, we have matching gear, we had tag team moves. I'm like, oh, this kind of sucks. Like, what? Vipers and I don't have any tag team moves. Like, we don't. She isn't, teamwork is not like her strong point. So, you were asking me what that means for Anton, though. I just made it about me. This sucks for Anton, too. He's in a group of people he doesn't want to be in a group with. But he's known the Stoner Brothers a long time. We did drown one of them a year, like 3 years ago. And then Anton drowned another one of them in that match. The Boom Gang, James C., not a Stoner Brother. So he's drowned two out of three of his current stablemates, which is... that's a journey for Anton. I don't really know how that's going to work out. I know that James is not on this show because he was drowned and then electrocuted by a monitor. He did survive that, as opposed to all the deaths we mentioned at Hood Slam earlier. James C. did survive that electrocution and drowning. I mean, there's other groups there. I don't know. Surprisingly, the emo heads seem to be the ones that have it the most together. It's been a rough year for us in general, though. I can't just put on the Lost Treasures for the last show, because we had the fall of the Hood Slammer. We had, that went on for like 4 months, so I could really just leave it at that. And like 10 of our characters on screen. I mean, Brooke Abbott killed three people in the FBE. Yeah. I forget about that a lot, but she killed three people with the power of emo. I feel like a lot of us just need therapy at this point. I feel like we need to stop the wrestling show and just do therapy segments in front of everyone. And like four matches, three therapy, something like that. I don't know what the question was, but that's where I've landed. That this group has been through a lot, and we could probably use some professional help in a lot of areas, but specifically with therapy.
That's the push for the show on Friday. Like, oh, you want to come to Hood Slam? Like, there also might be therapy sessions.
No, I think January is when we'll start that. But
okay,
Friday, maybe. Maybe we'll do a little bit Friday. You're not, but official, yeah, I think the new year, we all seek help. And maybe the fans can get some therapy too. I know Broseph could use some. Wiggles.
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone but Brooke. She just smiles all the time. I think she's probably doing okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think she knows what emo is.
Brooke Adams, I mean, the only one holding it together.
It's because she's emo and she's consistently getting out her feelings, you know, through music, through song lyrics, through stuff, screaming.
She just smiles all the time and goes to the gym. I'm just, you know, you can ask her about that when she's on here. But I don't think she knows what emo is. But we're too invested now. It's too late. She's got a whole squad. Yeah. We're going to commit to this. We'll just forget. Like, question their whole angle. And I love this. You guys give me this opportunity to promote my show, and this is how I choose to do it.
You're like, does this person even live the gimmick or not?
Let me tell you about some real shit. Like, you know, I wrestle, of course. I went around the Europe and I've done Canada and like whatever, and like I run a show and that's good too, but I was watching this other show, these other wrestlers, these are some backyard wrestlers out of I think Tennessee. These guys don't have any audience, they don't know what they're doing, but like they're doing it for the art, you know. No one on YouTube's giving them money. They're putting out episodes every 2 weeks, and I watched that and I was like, you know, these guys are the real artists. Like, what I'm doing is like, I thought I was punk rock. I'm like, no, I'm pretty capitalist. Like, these cats are punk rock. And I've just been stuck with that for a while. I'm like, you know, I got to, like, promote a show still. I got to, like, make rent and stuff. So I'm trying. But it's been sitting with me. I don't know. But Tennessee Backyard Wrestling, I watched Summer Bash 2013. You guys want to check that out? Let them know. I thought it was quite an event.
Promoting a different for a show on this show. What does she do on the show? Oh, she promoted some backyard wrestling.
Yeah. You could tell they put a lot of thought into it. They put a lot of time into it.
We should have backyard wrestling for what? On our show,
for who?
Mike.
It doesn't get much more independent than backyard wrestling.
Look, see, like,
yeah. Like, that's
the And I was a backyard maybe wrestler, of course. So shout out to backyard wrestlers.
Like, Nature Boy Gage Flair. Maybe he's free. Maybe you can get the American Dragon Atomic Titan. I don't know. These are in-demand people. These are main eventers. There's a lot of legacy and history, and hopefully I can fill y'all in on it.
Atomic Titan.
There's other people on this show.
Such a 90s
he's the American Dragon
name.
And the Atomic Titan, dude. He's both.
Fucking wrestling name, like. I fucking love wrestling.
Is, you know, what am I wrestling doing? I'm charging money. I'm like, oh, Fight TV, like, you know, come buy our stuff, buy the shirt, buy the, you know, but like these cats, they're out there for the love of the game. I just, you know, just made it hard for me to really focus on what I'm doing now that I've been, I had my eyes open.
Capitalism. Don't get Fight TV. Don't go to the show and pay money to watch Sheik is what Sheik's saying, not me.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch Tennessee Backyard Wrestling on YouTube.
That's it on YouTube.
That's it. And indeed.
Because we're free.
And tell them I sent you and listen to the podcast. You know, that's really what we need to get back to. Just like one dude buys the ring and puts it on some land that I don't know how he owns it. His family owns it. I don't know. Like, what do they do for a living? I was just looking at it. I'm like, what's this guy's job? What's that guy's job? Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I do in my free time, by the way. I wrestle for a living, like a lot of wrestlers, you know. But like, this is how I spend my free time. I should be studying tapes. Like, it started with, like, I'm going to watch the GCW Japan tour. I want to see this Revolver Cup. You know, I want to know what's going on in Stardom and watch some 90s WCW Cruiserweights. And I was like, you know, after you see the, like, heights of Gringo Loco versus Vikingo, or, like, the drama of the emo heads versus the Federal Bureau of Emostigations, that was like an opera. Like, what do you look for next? Like, where are you going to find inspiration? So I went to Tennessee Backyard Wrestling on YouTube, and I looked up Summer Bash 2023. And, you know, they got new episodes every couple weeks. At Rampage 150 just happened. TBW Rampage 150. Like, they put in time. Like, I bet if I hit this dude up and I was like, I want you to write for Hood Slam, he'd be like, I got 6 weeks of TV. Like, on your desk tomorrow morning.
Laid out. Like, it's in your email already.
Like, I swear to God. I swear to God.
Just like that, you know what? That might be the next evolution of it, though, right? That might be that next person who's gonna write you something for Hood Slam that is just gonna revolutionize everything all over again.
Yeah.
Just good old fashioned storytelling. I'm gonna bring it back though. I have thought about like, what if I'm friends with a comic book writer, Steve Orlando, and I was like, what if one day I'm like, hey, write an episode of Hood Slam, or we hit up a Paul London or an Effie, whoever, and just be like, you write this Hood Slam. Like the way sometimes you have a guest director or a guest writer on a TV show or a comic, someone just comes in and does like a one shot. I've thought about, I mean, you kind of see this already with GCW when you have Effie's Big Gay Brunch or at Hood Slam when you're like the Lost Treasures run the show. But like advertising things specifically as this company, like it's a comic book or a TV show, is special guest director, Righteous Reg. something like that is something I do think that wrestling could do more of. Also, I was watching The Prestige and I was like, man, maybe we can do some dope magic trick where people got to come back every show and be like, how'd they do that? I got to bring my friends. We're going to stare at this stage trick and figure it out, you know? Like, so somewhere between Backyard Wrestling, The Prestige, and X-Men is where you're going to find my future inspiration.
That sounds crazy, but having watched Hood Slam for, the whole Fight Plus run, it's like, actually, that'll probably pop off real well.
Sounds about right.
That sounds so good.
Thank you. You guys have way too much faith in me, but I will say that the last major storyline we did was based off of like the Book of Enoch and like Dead Sea Scrolls, and I was like, what if we do that? That could be fun. I've never seen that in wrestling, so, and I think it went well. I don't know, maybe it's like the beginning of the end for us. It's too soon to tell, but
look, one of my favorite things that happened on the last show was a person eating another man's cereal box head. So, I don't think anything's really out of the realm of possibility.
I take no credit for it, for the majority of Serial Man's things. In fact, I often tell him, like, I wish you wouldn't do that. Or, like, you and Hip Hop Harry cannot wrestle anymore. Like, this is just, you guys, like, there's a new rule, and it's that you two don't get to, you just stay away, distance at all times. You put ideas together, it makes me upset. So, you know, there's creativity. There's a lot going on in the show. And Cereal Man's brains being eaten. I've seen him gig milk on multiple occasions, and I have to be honest, like, it always kind of pops me. Mm-hmm. When somebody cuts him in blood, I'm sorry, when milk squirts out, like, I didn't think of that. Like, who thought of that? That's so cool. Right. A lot of the show is it's complex, like people, you know, it's alive, it's got a lot of feelings, it's got a lot of twists and turns, and it doesn't always, like, sometimes it contradicts itself, but the stories are very actually linear. I think just it contradicts itself in its tone quite often, because we'll go completely serious into like alien invasion. I miss Blood Slam a little bit. They're not doing that this October, but all of our horror movie stuff was a lot of fun. We used to do Science Slam, Femmed Out. just any of the cosplay shows we used to do every month. Mm-hmm. Like, why did we stop doing those? Those were good. I don't know.
Glam Oak's coming back though, right?
That's right. Glam is coming back. Guilty Lethal Action Mayhem is in Reno October 27th. That's soon. It's October.
Yeah.
That's in crazy. 9 days.
Next week.
Oh, well. Should be good. Seems like it's going to be a great event at the Bluebird in Reno. And I like that we've kind of like started doing more stuff in Reno, that we're doing things in Arizona. I've been talking to people in other places about expanding there too. But we're not trying to just like do one-offs. We're trying to like build with the wrestlers there too. I want to like give the opportunities that Hood Slam gave the people in the Bay to people in other cities that are very talented and like even have good companies. But as of yet, there is no major fight TV presence from a lot of states on the, you know, west of the Mississippi. So we're trying, we're doing our best. Like there actually is some, in the midst of all this stupid stuff I just said, like there is some good intentions of helping wrestlers in the area and, you know, letting people have a platform to where they can excel and like feel free to let their characters grow into what potential they may be able to find. Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah. That is the beauty of Hood Slam, though. It's you know, it's an ever evolving, very, you know, creative, free, you know, creative and free environment. So you know, you do have Aurora Obscura coming up on Friday. You have yourself versus Sawyer Rick announced. What other matches do you have, you know, coming up on the show that are, is there anything, like what else is announced for it? Cause
Okay. Some things have been announced. Viperous against Brittany Wonder, which been wanting to see that for a long time actually, but finally getting around to it. The Emo Heads will fight the Squad 3-on-3 for the tag titles. That's Brooke Havoc, Daniel Torch, and Brutal Rob Hands. Emo Brutal Rob Hands, one of the craziest characters in the world. Like, no, there's not really much like him. Against the Squad, facing the equally unique Kenny K, Hop Daddy, and the special on his own way to Alpha Zo. That should be amazing. That should be really good. there's another match, I'm sure of it. Juice Lee is going to fight Bartman. We did not announce that. I just threw that out there. But that's going to be really good. Both are amazing wrestlers. Doesn't really need much more than that. I'm just excited to see them fight and what they come up with. Then Mac Daddy Milo and Mighty Myra, which you do not have a team name yet, but there's four M's right there. I think we can do something. Take on NB/NV, which I think is like non-binary envy, or perhaps like something I shouldn't say to keep things clean. Richie Coy and Darwin Finch. Yes. really put that one over. It's going to be very good. Excited to see it. Myra is like someone who hasn't been at Hood Slam a ton, but I'm really impressed by what she's brought so far. She's played multiple characters. She's been great wrestling against Milo. She's been great wrestling against the Stoner Brothers. So happy to see more of her. Milo herself has been someone that I think is a really good West Coast standout performer that I think you're seeing more and more that people are agreeing with me, but you know, sometimes they have to like see it somewhere else first to really believe it. And I think we've done that at Hood Slam. I know we have like a long ass I Quit match where we both bled and stapled and tabled and a lot happened that I'm very proud of. I mean, Darwin and Richie are good too. I've never seen them team, but I've wrestled Darwin many times in very exciting matches. And, you know, he said he wanted to bring Richie. So there we are. There's that. Very exciting. Anton and the Stoner Brothers will be there. The Lost Treasures, Matt Carlos, Joe DeSoul, and Laura Frazier. Laura Frazier is also like really blown up, I think, or is like starting to really show off. She's a Stoner U student that now the pandemic's over is getting a lot more time. And I'm proud of what she's done with it. The New Dogs are there. They also get a lot of time. I hope it goes well for them. I think it could be really good. The New Effin' Dogs, or they're the newer dogs. Their stable also kind of collapsed, but just like onto itself. So I don't really know what's going on there. I'm excited to see the next chapter in the New Dog saga. That's a great example of Hood Slam having a life of its own that I don't really, you know, it wasn't my idea, but they just keep being there. All this and more exciting stuff at
Hood Slam and more
on Fight Plus and more. No, that was everyone. Those are more. Sorry, I lied. That was it.
There you go. We got the whole rundown. We even got
Veda Scott.
Veda Scott.
There we go. Veda Scott on commentary. And again, really? Live, you know, live audio through the PA. So you know, a lot of fun interactions I've seen between wrestlers and commentary there. Hood Slam is Friday.
I was gonna say sometimes I can hear the stuff bro was saying. And I'm like, bro, you need to stop. You need to stop, bro. So, like, I can come right over there. I hear you. And
right.
Again, you know, I can't find anyone better. He's really good. Really good at his job. So prove me wrong.
Veda's there on Friday. So maybe she'll take his job. Mm-hmm. But you can tune into Hood Slam on Fight Plus midnight Eastern on Friday, 9 p.m. Pacific time. Anywhere else in the world, figure it out. I don't know all of it, so be responsible for yourself. I want to thank you, Dark Sheik, for coming and hanging out with us, getting to talk Hood Slam, get to hear the story, and get to, you know, discuss this incredible promotion with people that I, you know, it's pro wrestling in the best and weirdest of ways. And I'm glad we could actually get like some more insight and a deeper look into it and the history of it with you. You know, before we do let you go, anything else you'd like to plug? Where can people find you? You know, anything you want to shout out? The floor is yours.
Sure. Thank you. I'm at Hood Slam and at Dark Sheik FDF on a lot of stuff. Yeah, I have like shirts and run Fight Plus, and there's birdswillfall.com. It actually has a lot of information and like the lore of Hood Slam that, you know, I could have taken more seriously today, but it's a lot going on in the world. So I decided not to and decided to keep it light. Also, if you don't like me, I think there's 30 other people at Hood Slam that you could like, and a lot of them are very talented without me being anywhere near them. And you could just go support them at their other shows, or you could find some other wrestler to support, or a musician, or a poet, a writer. There's all kind of independent artists. So just go out to your local comedy club, whatever the hell is doing like an open mic or like having live entertainment, and go support them and buy their stuff, because it means the world to them to be supported at this journey of their journey, at this stage of their journey. It really means a lot to be supported by people. And then you get to help the world, and hopefully the world will then help you, and the cycle will grow, and we can live in a better world. That's my version. It's very art-focused. Of course, check out Tennessee Backyard Wrestling Summer Pass 2023 on YouTube. Tell them I sent you. And, Game Changer Wrestling, Lucha Libre and Laughs in Denver, First Wrestling in Minnesota, Enjoy Wrestling in Philadelphia, UGWA, Underground Wrestling Alliance in San Jose, and Kitsune Pro in Los Angeles. These are all cool places doing cool things with diverse rosters of like beautiful people. So check them out, please. I love everyone I just named. And there's other people I like too that have been nice to me. Be sure to look them up. And thank you all for having me. It was a lot. I appreciate you struggling through it with me.
Yeah, it's okay. We're glad. We're so happy to have you here. You know, technically, you know, Wi-Fi be damned, we got it done. Yep. We'll be happy to do it with you again sometime in the future. Reg, talk about your shit. Where can people find you?
You can find me here every Wednesday with Mike on Indeed, talking the best independent wrestling. On Wednesday nights, I'm on the AEW Dynamite post show with Denise. Thursday nights, I'm on the ROH post show with Kate. I'm on Ask Grapsody tomorrow. Regular Grapsody is on Saturday, every Saturday with Philip Lindsay. And if you haven't seen and if you haven't heard, today is BW 500 day. Number one was Brian Keith. No surprises here. Go check that out. Don't be in my DMs yelling at me because I don't have time for it and I'm not going to check it. Thank you.
There we go. As for myself, on Twitter, because we're not calling it X still, it's right under my name on the screen there. Sundays, I co-host the Brunch Gimmick on Love Wrestling, where we don't really talk about wrestling, kind of just bullshit about stuff. We talked about like late 90s martial arts action flicks last week. It was dope. Here on Indeed, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 p.m. Pacific, every single Wednesday, talking with all sorts of wonderful people from all around independent wrestling. Next week, Jay Rose is here. Going to talk some NAP with him about, they got Dreams and Nightmares coming up on the week after. The week after that, November 1st, that's our 50th episode. This was supposed to be our 50th episode, and then I got sick, and then Reg went to Dynamite, so we ended up taking 2 weeks off. So then, you know, things get pushed back. Our 50th episode's in 2 weeks. During this episode, got confirmation for our guest on that, and it is the brand new Pan-African World Diaspora World Champion, Shug D.
Woo, 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 woo.
Okay, okay. I was wondering how you're going to follow me up, but you know what? Y'all did it. Okay.
And
well done.
And the week after that, on November 8th, I don't know, whatever the week after 2 weeks from that is, we will have Dan the Dad here. So Dan the Dad will be coming by.
Nice.
Talk some Glory Pro Wrestling.
Van Twin Blade.
There you go, Van Twin Blade.
We got somebody from Glory Pro on the show. Finally, Van Twin Blade, it's for you. Got you.
We got Mr. Glory Pro here. That's Dan Dan the Dad's house. So, So for Reg and myself and for Dark Sheik, thank you so much again for coming here. Thank you for spending some time with us on Wednesday evening. Go out this weekend, go to an indie show, watch some indie shows, buy some merch, support all your favorite independent promotions and wrestlers. Love you. See you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.